drafted by the Jets, Chancellor?
It's exciting. I mean, you wait pretty much your whole life for this day, and I know it's just going to get harder, but it's the start to my NHL career, so I'm really happy to be with Winnipeg, and hopefully I can prove them right with their pick.
What's yesterday like for you?
It was tough. I mean, you don't really expect to go, or you can't expect to go in the first round because anything can happen, but I was pretty optimistic to the fact that I thought I would be, and it was a tough night, but obviously this is probably one of the best days of my life, so I'm excited to get going with the Jets and then before we move back.
Would you describe your style of play?
I think two-way center is the best way to describe me. Personally, I like to think of myself as pretty offensive, and that's kind of the way I like to go out and play, is to make plays and pass the puck and set up my teammates. So I think I'm more pass-first and shoot-first, but I think I'm trying to round up my game more, but definitely I think I'm very offensive.
Your
Talk
dad
about
was
the impact of your dad.
Yeah, it was big. Obviously, he played in the NHL and got drafted second round, so kind of could prepare me a little bit. I mean, there's nothing to really prepare you for this moment or anything, but throughout hockey, he's always been there for me and really supportive. My whole family is, so I'm really fortunate for them.
Did your uncle have any advice for you either?
I mean, a little bit. I think it's more just enjoy the moment and whatever happens is going to work out. So I know it's just a pick and it's just a number, so it doesn't give me any more advantage than anyone else that's going to be drafted or even undrafted. So I'm just ready to get to work and prove them right and be the best player I can.
What's the biggest thing you think you have to work on in terms of rounding out your game?
I think just strength in general. I need to mature and get bigger, and that'll come with time, but I know I'm going to put the work in and make sure it happens.
How did hockey become your passion? Obviously, your dad played, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go down the same path.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of started off us off on hockey, but I was fortunate. My parents never really forced me or did anything like that. I think to be able to play hockey at this level and to continue it, you have to have the right passion and the love for the game and enjoy it. So he kind of let us figure that out for ourselves, and so far it's been working, and just continue to love the game and bring my love and passion to the game for the
Winnipeg. Yeah, what made you love
it? I think just the competition. Very competitive, and I think if you watch me play that, that's pretty... it comes out of my game, and I think that part of it, and obviously winning and the end goal to win a Stanley Cup is something that I've been dreaming about since I was very young, so it's just another step, and hopefully make the NHL, and then one day win the Stanley Cup is ultimately the goal.
That moment when they call your name.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, you kind of go through each of both days hoping to hear your name called, and unfortunately, it wasn't last night, but for me, it was more of the team and the right situation to go to, and hopefully it's Winnipeg, and I'll see in the coming years and the coming months here, but yeah, it's exciting, and to have my family there and to be able to share with them and kind of show them that all my work has paid off to this point, and to continue to work and develop as a player and a person is what I'm going to focus on now.
How many people have you got here, sorry?
I think my family and my dad's side is all from around the Ohio area, and my grandparents live in Florida, so kind of the American side of my family, it all came down, so probably 15, 20, including my dad's friends from growing up, so it'll be nice to kind of see them and to share it with them as well.
It's like having your dad as GM, Prince George.
Yeah, it's a unique situation. It's not every day that your dad's a GM, or even part of the organization in some way, so I mean, I love it. I think it helps me out having him up there. It kind of brings a familiarity to Prince George, being pretty far away from home in Vancouver. So it's worked out so far, and hopefully we'll have a good season next year and just to continue to improve and be better than I was last year.
Make for some interesting dinner conversation, or can you separate the hockey and the family time pretty easily?
Yeah, I mean, it never really separates. I mean, you got to just be careful what you say and what you don't say. So it's kind of both parts have to really focus on it, but for us, it's kind of been my whole life. He's always been right above me and really supporting me in my hockey career so far. So I'm sure it'll be the same moving forward, and hopefully we can do well together for sure, and hopefully have a good season next year. But right now, it's more just focusing on training camp with Winnipeg and proving that I'm the best player that they took, which is my goal.
Do you remember wanting to break with them as a kid or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it was so frequent that you kind of have to remember it. My parents were awesome supporting me growing up, and I definitely would be here today, and like most people here. So I think I'm really fortunate to have them, and especially the situation to live in Vancouver. It's a great city for me to grow up in and play hockey, and really competitive. So really appreciate what they've done and continue to do moving forward.
Who's your favorite player growing up?
Well, being Vancouver, it was always Ryan Kessler. I think my style might emulate him a little bit. I think he's very two-way and good in both zones as a centerman and pretty big and strong. So that's a player I like to kind of model my game after a little bit, including a couple others. But I think as I get stronger, like I said, and work on that, I think I can really develop into a player that I can. Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it's an honor to even put on that sweater at all. So I think I've been really fortunate to win medals every time I played with them, and hopefully moving forward it's no different. And obviously I'm going to train really hard this summer and have the best start to the season next year as I can, and hopefully make that World Junior team. But for me, it's more focusing on Winnipeg, and my country's obviously really important, and I love every event I go with Canada. They're first class, and they've treated me really well so far. And, I can't say enough good things about Hockey Canada, what they've done for me as a player and a person. So hopefully they'll give me an opportunity, and we'll see what happens.
What do you know about the city?
Quite a lot, actually. Growing up in British Columbia, we did a lot of spring tournaments in Winnipeg growing up, even when the Jets weren't there with just the Moose, and it was electric with just them playing. So I'm excited to see what Winnipeg's like with the Jets. I've never been to a game, but I've seen lots on TV, and everyone around the league knows the fan base is really awesome, and looking forward to kind of seeing what it's about. And like I said, I've been there a few times, and I really like the city. I think it's a really good sports city, and hopefully the Jets can get a championship soon.
Right on. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.